when I was taken off in the plane, I just kind of looked down and I was picturing everything back home, but I kind of decided that that was the time, that was the moment where I had to get that out of my mind and start thinking about everything that was going to be in front of me.
That's Michaela Peterson. She seems like your typical 19-year-old, but she's actually pretty extraordinary. After graduating high school last year, Michaela packed up and headed out to Uganda, leaving everything she knew to do volunteer work for 9 months. So how did a small-town girl from northern Minnesota become a world traveler and award-winning volunteer? Here's her story.
Hi, I'm Michaela Peterson. I'm from Cook County. I've spent the last 9 months in Africa, in Uganda, working with a program called United Planet, volunteering at mostly a kindergarten in the Kulinanganda near Kampala, and also working around different places of Uganda, different projects with the same program.
Michaela grew up in Minnesota and went to Cook County High School after being homeschooled her whole life. She had the ordinary small town high school experience, but then she decided to do something a little different after graduation.
Okay, so basically maybe it's because I was homeschooled before, but I really don't like sitting in classrooms. And I don't know, when I was thinking about college, I was thinking, okay, if I go to college right now, I'm going to be so restless, and I know I'm not going to be able to learn anything. I'm not going to be able to sit still in class. I need to do something in between. So my first thought was volunteer work.
After being rejected by her first choice volunteer program, Michaela found United Planet.
So I just started looking at different volunteer programs in Africa. United Planet was the most well-known, most, I guess, best-reviewed one. So I applied with them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll take you. So I was like, yes. When I picked Africa, I basically just thought of the scariest place I could think of, or the place that intimidated me the most, because I was like, if I travel there first, then I will have no problem traveling anywhere else in the world. So I was like, Africa sounds pretty exotic. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go there.
After getting into the program, Michaela had to fundraise thousands of dollars in a few months to pay the program fee.
And yeah, it was a really big, long process that by the time trying to fundraise and trying to work so hard to be with this program, by the time I was getting on that plane, I felt like most of the journey was already over. I felt like I was already here, like I was already to the glory part now. Mostly I remember just thinking that I couldn't think about Uganda yet, because if I thought about it, I would get kind of terrified. I'd get kind of like lost thinking about, oh my gosh, what is this going to be like? What am I going to be like? How am I going to deal with these situations? So I just decided that I wouldn't think about it too much, and that I would just kind of let it come as it came, and just try to be open-minded. And so I wouldn't think about Africa too much, but I was thinking a lot about everything that I was leaving behind. And it was like, I'm a person who thinks a lot. So I would think about, okay, everything is going to be so different when I come back, you know, and then after I come back, I'm going to be a different person. So I don't know. That's mostly what I was thinking.
And then the day came for Michaela to leave.
When I got up in the morning, I still hadn't finished packing. So, I mean, that happened first. But I remember saying goodbye to my parents at the airport. I was hugging them, and I didn't think I was going to cry. I didn't want to let myself cry until I got on the plane, because I didn't want them to cry. And then I was just like, oh, no, there's no point in not trying. I cried. I hugged my parents. And then walking away, it was just like, I just didn't want, I wanted to go back for another hug and another hug and another, you know, you don't want to leave. You don't want. And I just kept thinking, like, why am I really leaving? Why am I doing this? What is really in it for me? You know, I'm going to go volunteer, and I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not, you know, I mean, the experience is going to be amazing. But I was walking on the plane, and I wanted to turn around. And then it was just kind of something in me that just kind of was like, no, you know, you're not going to. You know, you're not going to turn around. So you just got to keep going and then leave everything behind, and you'll come back to it eventually. A Okay, my first impressions of Africa were really in Nairobi. I landed in Nairobi for, I think, like a 6-hour layover. And coming off the plane, there was a guy who grabbed somebody's bag and just mugged him. Right as I was coming off the plane, coming out of the terminal. And I was just stopped right there. And I was like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? I was really nervous coming into the country. Everything looked so different, obviously. The people looked different. The airport was even different. You know, it was a small little room with a cement floors, and I wasn't used to the down, I guess, looking things. You know, there's big rooms that are just full of shattered glass filled with garbage, and they just leave them there. And you know, here we would never do that, and our airports are nice and fancy. And I don't know, there was a lot of, especially like the first night I got there, I was terrified. And I was thinking, what did I just get myself into? I'm here for at least 6 months, and I was just thinking of everything back home, and everything there is so new. It was a lot to adjust to.
So, what type of volunteer work exactly were you doing over in Africa?
Okay, so my base project was working at a kindergarten in Lukuli-Nanganda, and I was living there with my host mom and my host family, and my host mom was the owner of the school, the principal, headmaster is what they call them there. So I lived with her and stayed at the school, and it wasn't a boarding school. It was a very, very small building, like smaller than the Holiday gas station, but we had 160 kids there, and we boarded about 40 kids. So we'd keep them there. They'd live with us. We'd feed them. My host mom was a really generous person, so she was always taking care of people. But we all slept in the same bed, all like 40 kids and me, on the same like mattress pad, on the floor, like under the same mosquito net. But yeah, that was my base project. So I was there most of the time, but they have a lot of holidays, so there will be 3 months of school. And then they'll go for 3 months of holiday, 3 months of school off and on. So during the months of holiday, my host mom actually traveled with me, and she brought me to different projects. We worked at a clinic. We worked at least 10 different schools, 10 different kindergartens. My base project was working at the school. So I had a class of 40 children. I was a little bit intimidated at first, and I just remember the first time I stepped in front of my class and I'm like, hello, children. How they teach there is kind of like a call out repeat kind of system. So I'd be like, hello, children. The kids all holler back, hello, teacher Kayla. And I was like, whoa, I'm a teacher now. And so it was really great because there were some of the kids there that I was watching. You know, I was watching them develop, and I was teaching them what they were developing into. You know, it was really like inspiring, exciting for me because. Yeah, I would teach that, or I would start off. I'd be like, okay, this kid doesn't know how to read, and by the end of my term, he's reading, or he's at least trying, you know. And I was feeling like a teacher, you know. It was a really neat experience. I'd go to sleep at night thinking like, okay, how am I gonna make Makisha learn how to identify colors, you know? How am I gonna teach Waligembe to write letter E, you know? And like try and figure out this stuff, and I was becoming so connected with them.
Even though Michaela loved her volunteer work in Uganda, it was hard to be so far away.
I don't know, I tried not to think about it so much. My first couple months there were really tough, just because one thing, the culture shock, you know, not only was I away from home, but I was also experiencing and trying to deal with things that were completely literally out of this world. Out of like our world that we have, it seems crazy that there's two totally different worlds on the same planet, but it was really hard to deal with for that, and it was also hard to deal with because yeah, I was missing home, and I was missing the things of home, and I was also missing the people of home, you know. And it's funny how when you're there, like maybe I was doing all these really cool, really exciting things, but when you think about home. And you think about these simple, familiar things that you remember, all the big, exciting things kind of seem like they just melt down and like you don't really care for it that much. It's just like, I just want to be home. I just want to be with what I know. I just want to be with the people I love.
Although she was homesick, Michaela knew she was needed in Uganda.
I think the first time, like you know, the first time I was teaching and all that stuff, it was really surreal. And it seemed like I shouldn't really be there, really be in that position. But I think when I started, there was this boy who was just super hyper, and they beat him all the time. His parents beat him all the time. And I brought a special needs book, and I showed it to my host mom, and I said, look at these things. This is what this kid has. And it was just ADHD, you know, and it was just, that's like, he was just the epitome of ADHD. And so I was like, okay, look at this, and this is what we can do to help him. My host mom got so excited, and she's like, okay, I'm going to have you be his teacher. Like, you're going to be his one-on-one teacher and help him after school and such. And so I helped him for about a week, and he's just learning so much. And he was so grateful to me for not beating him, for understanding me, that he would only want, for me understanding him, that he would only want me to teach him. The one day I was sick, I was gone, and I came back the next day, and he came running, and he was like, teacher Kayla. And he just wrapped his arms around my legs, and he was just crying. He was so happy to see me, and he's like, I thought you left me. And I was like, and that was one of the first 2 weeks I was there. And so I think that really was what nailed me there. I was like, there, I'm not leaving. There's no way I can go home now. Like, there's something that I'm supposed to do here.
This is the first part of a two-part series on Michaela Peterson. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Audrey Summers.